A boy who just wanted to help. Ian McKenna was in third grade when he learned that one in four kids at his school in Texas weren't getting enough to eat at home. He wanted to help, but local volunteer organizations turned him away, saying he was too young. So he decided to find his own solution. For years, he had been gardening with his mother, and they often distributed their extra vegetables to their neighbors. Why not give the produce to a soup kitchen? Then I thought, I'm good at gardening, says McKenna, who's 16 now. Maybe I could try to start a garden that serves to help feed these people who are in need. Better yet, he thought, why not plant a garden at school so that kids in need could take food home? McKenna persuaded his school to set aside space for a garden. Then he asked the community for donations of seeds and equipment. Other students donated their time. Within months, McKenna's garden was producing lettuces, spinach, tomatoes, cucumbers, and squash for students and their families. Now, 7 years later, McKenna's Giving Garden project has expanded to 5 schools in the area, and it has provided more than 10,000 kilograms of organic produce, enough for 25,000 meals for needy families in the town. For most of his gardening activities, McKenna wears the same t-shirt in different colors, emblazoned with the words that have become a personal motto, "Be a good human." To him, that means helping in any way you can, no matter your age. Even a smile can make a difference in someone's life, he says. It lets them know that they are important. It can change their day. When COVID-19 hit the US, McKenna redoubled his efforts, cooking about 100 meals out of his home to distribute to the hungry on the weekends so that he could give them one less thing to worry about. When social distancing meant that volunteers couldn't work together on community garden plots, he started offering online gardening tutorials and a hotline so families could grow at home. He started offering virtual cooking classes once he realized that some people didn't know how to prepare the more unusual vegetables he grows in his gardens, like the giant 50-kilogram wax melons he distributes by the slice, which cook and taste like zucchini. While gardening is his core focus, McKenna says he is always looking for new ways to help the hungry. Hunger doesn't stop, he says, so I won't stop until it does.